This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to the second hour of Food for Thought. And joining me today is Michelle Trumbull in place of Jeannie. Jeannie today is spending some time with her kids because it was school vacation week. And we are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear from you. New place you've been or a place that you want to talk about or something new. We're always interested in hearing that. So again, the number is 866-823-1077. And you have plenty of time to come on down to our live audience at 814 Elm Street, right in the Beacon Building, and come and have lunch at Midtown. You can come down to the studio and have dessert right here.
Oh, my goodness.
We have Lisa from Wicked Unique Cakes and Treats here with us, and you should see the platter that she has.
Isn't it crazy? Amazing. There's one, two, three, four, five different things. No, four different things. Holy
Toledo.
So holy yummy.
Holy yummy, yes. So listeners actually up in the atrium right now, if you want to come down to the studio and come and grab one of these, you are more than welcome to come on down and do that. So yes. So Lisa, welcome to Food for Thought.
Hello, Carol. Thank you for having me.
Say that again.
Hello, Carol. Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's so exciting to have you on. And you know, Lisa, let me just give you a little intro on Lisa. Lisa and I met, Tyler and Connor were in the second grade.
Yeah, it was a long time ago because he's a sophomore in college now.
Right. Yeah. So we're talking probably 12 years ago?
I don't know.
Second grade would be
like 8. Because kindergarten is 5-6.
So about 12 years ago.
Yeah, about 12.
Yeah. So we've known each other for 12 years. It was when I used to live in Warner. Mm-hmm. And Lisa's son and my son were, and they still are very good friends.
They are still,
you know?
Yes.
I'm reminiscing right now because they used to, you know, sleep over each other's houses. And when, you know, at my house when they were there, I mean, I would wake up the next morning and the whole living room would be a fort.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Like major fort. I mean, they were so cute. And they still are. And they're such good kids.
They are. Connor is a very good boy. Love him.
Yeah.
I love when him and Tyler, they just used to get into shenanigans and fun.
Don't you remember that skit that they did with the bus?
Oh, remember? Yes.
Who was that called with the
It was the Six Flags.
Six Flags.
That Six Flags guy.
Yeah. The bald hot guy.
Yes. Was so good. It was this skit that they had to do for school, and they put it on at night. Not just them. There was, you know, the whole school was there. It was like a talent
contest. Yes.
And him, you know, Tyler, Connor, and two other friends.
Yep.
I remember we got the bald head with the glasses.
Yes.
And the shirts made up.
Yes.
And oh my gosh, they were so cute. Yes. So cute.
They still are.
They are. So that's how I know Lisa. And we've just kept our friendship up over the years.
Yeah.
And you know,
it's
we
a good
chat.
One. Yes, it is.
And the boys still talk, which is great. So
Yes, Connor was just talking about Tyler. I think they have plans of getting together soon because Connor goes on break next week.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, so Tyler now is working like crazy.
Really?
It's
good
not
for
even
him.
Funny. And he's at school just part time at night now.
Nice.
Taking a couple courses. And but he's been helping out at the Londonderry location. It just opened up on Monday.
I saw that.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is very nice.
Yes.
It really is, yes. But anyway, let's forget about all that. Let's talk about Wicked Unique Cakes and Treats. And, you know, I mean, like I've known you for 12 years. You weren't doing this at the beginning, but you kind of evolved with it. So let's just talk about how you started doing it and what you know, and it's your love. I mean, let's talk about it.
It is my love. I realized with the help of very good friends that I had a different talent than most people when it came to baking. And it started when my oldest went to school and I started bringing in cookies, cupcakes, whatever for the schools when you still could do that. And
I know, really, they don't let you do that anymore, right?
In the school I work in, you can bring in anything you want. I love it. But in some schools, you can't do that anymore. They're very healthy, which is great. But a cake every now and again is... You know, you're
of
celebrating
course.
A birthday,
That's
you know?
Right. Exactly.
When I started bringing stuff in, people started, can you make my son's birthday cake? Can you do this? Can you do that? I was like, sure, you can do it too. But apparently you know, it was a weird realization for me that not everybody can bake like this.
Exactly.
You know? And so I've just, over the past, Devin's 23 now, so it's been like 18 years of...
23.
Yeah, right?
Oh.
I know, huh? And he, it's just slowly has been morphing into a popular business. I'm very, sometimes it surprises me what people order, what they want from me for their weddings, for their birthdays and everything. But I love bringing it in. And it's always the center of the party when the cake comes in. And, you know, the response is just, it's awesome. I love bringing in the happiness to the party or the wedding. And most of the time, I don't even meet people. I don't even get to be part of the party. But just the response when I bring it in, it's just amazing. I love it.
You know, the very, very important thing that I have to note right now, while you're talking exactly about what you're talking about, you know, you're bringing in the cake, and it's always like the centerpiece, and, you know, people look at it, and they're like, oh my gosh, look at that. It's absolutely beautiful. You know, with Lisa's Wicked Unique Cakes and Treats, anything that she makes, it looks, first of all, yes, it definitely looks beautiful, and it will be the centerpiece of your, you know, your celebration or, you know, wedding, shower, whatever. It's good. Mm-hmm. I mean... Yeah. She has different flavors and different frostings and different fillings inside. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm telling you, when you eat, you know, when you take a bite of it, you know, some things that they look really good and then you take a bite and you're like, oh,
yeah, it was all look.
Exactly.
Yes.
Your stuff is delicious.
Thanks.
So that,
thanks.
You know, like that, I mean, I know Dennis, that one birthday, he still
Oh, the chocolate cake.
The chocolate cake.
I loved that cake.
It didn't have strawberries on it.
It had chocolate-covered strawberries, which I do every Valentine's Day. I do special boxes with those now. Those have taken off incredibly. But I loved Dennis. That was when I was first beginning. And
yes.
It was such a challenge at that point when I made the palette cake and I covered it all in the chocolate-covered strawberries and used the frosting as different colored paints and stuff. Like
when she's saying palette, Dennis is an artist, and it was his palette.
Palette.
His art
paint
palette.
Palette.
And his paint palette. And it was amazing.
It was a big cake too.
It was a huge cake.
Yes.
And then you did Lee's wedding. Lee upstairs, my account controller. You did her wedding.
Yes. Was that the one with all the pies?
Mm. Which see, she not only does cakes and
oh yeah,
right.
I mean, that's why I focused on the treats today because we always talk about cake.
It's true.
But the pies, I do all kinds of treats. Those pies were. Amazing. They came out really, really well.
I mean, and they were so good.
You ate them all.
I was at the wedding.
Yes.
I delivered them. We delivered them and they were so good.
They were good.
And you know, it was so different for a wedding to have pies.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, how many pies was that? I don't remember. It was quite a few.
We weren't sure
if it was going to fit in my car.
Yes.
But they were all going to fit in my car, like 18 or something.
Yeah. There was like four or five and I do all local berries I picked from Warner for weeks for that wedding. all local like raspberries and everything. But there was four different kinds of pies, five different kinds
yeah.
of pies. There was four or five of each of them.
Yeah. So there was many pies and the whole center of underneath the tent. It was a beautiful, beautiful wedding. But underneath the tent, she had like a plaid tablecloth and all these pies on it. And you could actually go up and serve yourself.
Nice.
Like she had the spatulas in each one, and it was just so different.
Yeah.
And you know, people were like, "Pie! Oh
pie.
My gosh!"
Everybody
you know,
loves pie.
Yes.
Right.
Everybody loves
cupcakes.
Pie.
Are huge too
cupcakes
at weddings.
Are humongous.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
the small cupcakes, or usually three different flavors of cupcakes, also, and then
and they
the
tear
cake
them
for the top. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a very popular cake stand that gets rented a lot, but I love doing the cupcakes. I love doing the cakes. They come up with the most amazing ideas, and I try to stay up on top of it.
Right.
But the women that plan their weddings, they're always like one step ahead of me, and they're so inventive.
It's called Pinterest.
Oh,
it is Pinterest.
Pinterest is
I'm
amazing.
Telling you, it's Pinterest.
I love Pinterest.
so you find then, I think what you're pretty much saying is like all the trends.
Oh, there's definitely trends.
Weddings and
got to keep up with them.
Yes. I'm finding right now that it's going very old school, which is very nice. People
nice.
Like the buttercream and the frosting
nice.
And nobody really wants fondant anymore, which is I like the way it looks, but I don't ever recommend people.
Yeah.
I don't like the taste of it. My kids love it, but it makes a nice smooth look, but the buttercream, you just get to cut into it and the side work, which I grew up watching my mom do all of that. So I have that upper hand, I think,
right.
on piping and, you know, all the details on the side of the cake, which is kind of cool. It's kind of cool to see it come around it's weird that I'm old enough to see something come around again, you know, like the
80s. We're getting old.
I know.
She admitted it.
Although she's a lot younger than us, though.
I got the big 4-0 next week.
Do you?
Yeah. That's why we're going away.
That is a big one. That is a big one.
Need to not drive at night after that
one. No, you're not. That's why you're staying over.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
40.
You know what? We're going to take our break right now. We're going to take our break, and then when we come back, we are going to talk about the treats here that Lisa...
I've already started.
I see that. I do see that. And I hope Rocco's not listening. But
I know.
But anyway, you're listening to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street. You still have plenty of time to come on down. And, you know, really, you know, I encourage you to come down to the atrium, come just down one level, and you can come in and just come right into the studio. And come and have a treat. One of Lisa's from Wicked Unique Cakes and Treats. And they can like you on Facebook, too, right?
Oh, yes.
Is that where they find you?
And I also have a website, www.wickeduniquecakesandtreats.com. And my cell phone, everything's on there of how they can contact me.
Exactly.
Yes. I'm just on the web, on the Facebook page. The pictures are amazing.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
So check her out. And she's not leaving, believe
me.
So stay tuned. And we're going to talk about treats when we come back. Stay tuned.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that too. With our industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle. Only during the Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 2nd can you receive your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The Subaru Dealers of New England, Washington's birthday sales event is going on now. Feel the freedom of wherever the road takes you in a brand new all-wheel drive Subaru Forester. Designed for safety, the Forester comes equipped with vehicle dynamics control, smart braking systems, and 7 airbags standard. Forester is the most award-winning small SUV and was awarded Top Safety Pick Plus by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Drive home a brand new Subaru Forester, well-equipped for only $22,195. For complete details and a list of Subaru dealers, go to SubaruofNewEngland.com and feel the freedom.
Do you know what to do in a life-threatening medical emergency? Dialing 911 could mean the difference between life and death. LRG Healthcare and the cities of Laconia and Franklin Fire Departments would like to remind you that 911 is here for you. If your or the victim's condition is life or limb threatening or could become that way, please don't take matters into your own hands. Call 911 for immediate help on the phone, and emergency medical responders will be by your side often within 5 minutes. If it's potentially life-threatening or you're in doubt, make the right call. Call 911.
Whoever said you can't take it with you when you go never met the Weber Q220 portable gas grill. Weighing in at just under 40 pounds, this little grilling wonder is perfect for outings in the park, at the beach, or tailgating before the big game. But don't let its small size fool you. Its specially designed P-shaped burner delivers plenty of heat to grill up to 10 quarter-pound hamburgers or 16 jumbo hot dogs, enough to feed a small army. The Weber Q220 portable gas grill. Check it out at Weber.com or visit Edmunds Ace Hardware of Hanneker and Antrim.
At Ragged Mountain, what's up is what's going down. We just put up a new high-speed quad so you can spend more time getting down. We put up the new Pinnacle Plunge Tubing Park so you can get down the 700-foot track at 30 miles per hour. All that plus 55 runs, 11 gladed trails, 3 terrain parks, and 7 lifts. So if you're down with the idea of spending more time on the mountain, come up to Ragged Mountain. Because what's up is what's going down.
From the WBUR Stormwatch 9 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kevin Skorupa. Partial sunshine, a light breeze out of the northwest at 5 or 10 miles an hour, and a temperature up into the lower half of the 20s before easing back to within a few degrees of zero tonight under mostly clear skies. Mid-20s tomorrow with a good deal of sunshine and light winds. Upper 20s to near 30 degrees on Sunday, an increase in clouds in the afternoon. Some light snow Sunday night and early Monday.
Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio. Saturdays at 9, Sundays at 7, here on The Pulse.
All right, welcome back, Food for Thought with Carol. Joining me today is Michelle Trumbull, my old taste bud. It's so nice to have her here in studio with me. And I'm waving to Paul out there. Hi, Paul. Yes. And... What are you eating right now? We're in studio with Lisa Fantasia. She is the owner of Wicked Unique Cakes and Treats. And you know, we're talking about her cakes and how special they are. Not only do they look unbelievable, but they taste delicious. And, you know, we always tend to talk a little bit more about cake. And, you know, the name of her company is Wicked Unique Cakes and Treats. So let's talk a little bit about the treats. And, Michelle, what exactly is the treat?
I want to say this is a lemon blueberry cupcake. Mm-hmm. Like with a raspberry cream frosting. Is that right?
Raspberry buttercream, yep. Yep.
It's unbelievable.
And it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Look at her. Oh, my gosh. That is too funny.
Now it's beautifully in my mouth.
And those are all local berries. I try to do as much local as I can.
It's delicious.
Yes. Yes. It's one of the family favorites, wedding favorite, especially spring and summer.
Don't show that to Rocco, please.
Well, hopefully he didn't like us on Facebook.
Oh my God. It's so lemony.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what else do we have in this platter here? Are these like things that you... I mean, do you have a list of your treats that you do, or do people call and sometimes say, can you make this, or how does that work?
Both. I have a list on my website of my products, but I always get somebody that wants something different, which is nice because I like to try new recipes and mess with them. These are just old-fashioned chocolate chip cookies with walnuts in them, drizzled with the ganache, which are another family favorite. I just love them. They stay soft forever.
And they're perfect size, too. They're not too big.
They're perfect.
You know?
Yeah.
Two in the lunchbox is great for the kids, you know?
Exactly.
Then I have, these are some of my most popular things, especially the truffles. They are a big hit in the school where I work, especially with one principal, Mr. West, in particular.
Oh, I remember Mr. West.
But they're Oreo cookie, and we also have a chocolate chip one in there. I don't know which is which. I just kind of mixed them all together for you guys.
Those are
delicious. They're really,
I've had other people's, and I'm not sure what I do different, but I get a lot of compliments on mine. And you know, they are, I like to keep them looking like scratch bake, lumpy like that, not perfect.
Yep, exactly.
And then I have, it's my mother's old recipe that I've revamped, and I call it the killer apple brownies because they just, I can't make enough of them. I send them, I've started messing with shipping a little bit, and I've sent them to friends and relatives, and that's the most requested.
It's delicious. I'm eating that too.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
And it's so good. Like, and I've even put frosting on it, made it a cake, like just mess with it. Like
how can you not try something that starts with killer?
Yeah, killer. It's so good. I can't keep up with this in particular, the apple brownies and the cookies and just about anything.
It's got apples in it.
It does have
apples. So it's good for you.
It's healthy.
Yeah, it's healthy. Got apples.
You need to have them come down and have
Yes, you can come on down and try some treats.
You two right there. Come on down.
Seriously, come down the stairs. And then you have the one that Michelle is eating.
Yes, the lemon, which I tried to bring in something springy. We need a little flower and rainbow in here.
We definitely do. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I'm going to get over there in a second. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to try one and because that's my 80-20 that I can do. I mean, 80-20. 80 good and then 20%
bad. Killer.
So, no, 20, you went to the gym
20% killer.
2 times in a row, so
I did.
You can have.
Yeah. I did. After she tells me after my second one, I didn't need to go.
No, you're like, supposed to give your body that break. Your muscles need to heal.
Every other.
Yes.
Didn't realize that.
The more you know. you know? Exactly.
Well, on Mondays we do a healthy segment with Rocco. He's the one that owns the place that I'm going to.
Oh, and
the station, or the listeners, I should say, is following my weight loss journey.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nothing so. Like having to stick to it, huh? Everybody's
it's taken
watching
me
you.
A couple weeks to get into it.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, this has been with Londonderry opening and, you know, all that stuff. And this starting, yep. And, you know, my new show.
But it's good. It's good you're taking that time
yes,
for yourself.
I have to. And you that's do. Exactly what Rocco says. You know, each week he comes in and I learn something every single week about weight loss and eating healthy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it he's so right. I mean, it's not just about, you know, joining something and, you know, eating right for a while and losing weight and then kind of going back to your usual thing. You have to make it a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lifestyle change. To, yeah,
total lifestyle change. So Lisa, you've been doing this for a long time. Well, for a few years now.
Yeah, I've been more serious for a few years now. Yes, definitely.
And what other types of occasions do you do? And
Oh, you know what the newest thing is? Is gender reveal parties. The cake. Yeah.
Well, my assistant that just had a baby, and she's going to be actually coming in today at 1:30, very soon. She just had a baby girl, and she did the same thing.
Yes, it's very fun. It's very weird to be the one that knows what the baby is. And like in this last cake that I made, I work with the woman, and I knew what her baby was for a week. She didn't. You know, and so we're working together and just look at her belly and be like, I know. You know?
But, now, okay, how did that process go? How did you find out before she, so she didn't know either?
She didn't know. They went to the ultrasound and they put it in a sealed envelope inside of a sealed envelope. And that reminds me, I have to bring her the picture. But she came to work and handed it to me. And we had already previously talked about the cake and a joke and she was going to trick her family. But her husband peeked during the ultrasound, so he knew that it was a boy. And so I went up to him. I'm like, how about we trick your wife, you know? And so I made the cake all blue. So when she cut the bottom, she thought she was having a girl, which would have been her fourth girl. And come to find out, it was actually a boy.
And, so she was really happy.
Yeah.
A boy.
But as soon as she handed me that envelope, I don't know how they control it. I took it and opened it right up. And yeah, I right. Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, you're reminiscing about that. And I'm remembering now that is exactly what happened with Amanda. She had her ultrasound and then she came back to the office and she had the envelope. I'm like, just give me the envelope.
Yeah.
I'll just look. And I promise I'm not going to tell anybody. But it didn't happen.
It's hard not to peak, you know. She's controlled. I'm proud and impressed by it, 'cause I would want to know.
I know.
And then she had the cake for a day too before they came, because her kids went to see Frozen and on ice in Boston and everything, and when they came back the family was coming with, and she had the cake for a day and didn't
and
peak.
Didn't
she didn't
peak
even scrape away
it.
The frosting or anything.
Oh,
she waited.
Gosh.
That's impressive. Would have been like in the fridge,
yeah, right,
especially pregnant too. But that's definitely the newest trend. The ones that I've done so far have all been boys, which I think is really cute. And, but other things that I do besides, I do school functions. I like to donate to, especially schools, the soft spot for me. Like when they have, I'm trying to think, fundraisers and whatever, so they can raise money. And just trying to think, baby showers, birthdays are the biggest thing. But I do, like, cake pops. I do all kinds of stuff. Candy.
So you still do cake pops, too?
Yeah.
Did you find that still trending, cake pops?
Not as much, but I do occasionally get the people that, do you make cake pops? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I try not to say no to anything, even if I've never made it before. I try to be honest. Like, if I haven't made this, you're going to be my test dummy. But it always comes out really well, you know? I think I just, all my tricks that I have up my sleeve come into play with everything I try to bake, you know, and comes out well.
That's because you're talented.
Apparently.
Yeah, this is your thing.
It's a talent.
No matter what.
Yeah. I'm a baker. You know, it's a necklace.
You are. Did you see her?
I know.
It's
so
the
cute.
Cutest thing. She has Etsy. Oh,
Etsy. Yeah.
I love Etsy too.
Yeah.
But around Lisa's neck, she has this cutest necklace. It is a cupcake pan with some
measuring
spoons.
Measuring spoons.
I mean,
cupcake.
It is the cutest
thing. When I bought this, I was like, I am a baker. You know, it's a weird thing because I'm not in a restaurant. You know, it's something I'm doing on my own. So it's such a different title for me. I'm a baker.
Well, you were a baker at the Red Arrow.
I know.
Right.
Yeah.
And she whipped everybody's, you know, button gear over there.
I tried. So I love working in that kitchen. It's such a great kitchen. A lot of good people.
It's very small.
It is. But I love those kind of, I've worked in very small kitchens and I just love it. I love it. And I, you know, my kitchen isn't huge, and especially with Devin, we can work very well in that, you know, I'm like behind you with the sharp knife or whatever, you know, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. Small kitchens. I love them.
Ooh.
We're in the middle of upgrading our kitchen. I just got a new double oven, and we've taken down walls, and yeah, making it, because I do this from home, trying to make it so when clients come over, it's a little bit more inviting, and it's coming out very nice.
Nice.
It's exciting. You'll have to come over when we're
definitely
close to being done. I'd say like 2 or 3 more months and it should be done.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah, it's been a lot of good work, a lot of good hard work. My in-laws have helped, and Eddie, of course, with my demolishing, and the boys got to take stuff out now, you know. It's nice having big boys to help lift the drywall and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's coming together nicely, and, you know, it'll be a nice... what's that?
I don't know. Moving things around upstairs.
Yes. It's thunder. No, it'll be good when it's done. It'll be very nice.
Very nice.
Yes.
You know, we are going to go on a short break. And when we come back, I think Michelle might go up to the atrium and go and serve some desserts. And you can chat maybe with a couple customers, see if they would like to chat with us. And I think Lisa might have a trivia. And she's giving away. Tell people what you're giving away.
I am giving away a gift certificate that is the value of $80, which is a cake. It's a cake for 20 people, and that usually has chocolate work on the side or fondant work on the side. You can see many examples on my website, and we'll do a little trivia and give that away to somebody.
All right. Yes. So when we come back, stay tuned, and $80 value listeners. So stay tuned. We're going to do a little bit of a trivia and have you call in. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All right.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me today is Michelle Trumbull. She is in for Jeannie Lester today. She is spending some time with her kids, and it's school vacation. And we are still, we're live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. You still have time to come on down, and if you haven't eaten lunch, you can still come and have lunch. But if you've eaten lunch and you haven't had a little bit of dessert, we are in studio with Lisa Fantasia of Wicked Unique Cakes and Treats, and she brought this huge platter of all different kinds of dessert, of all different kinds of her treats that she makes. And Michelle right now is actually up in the atrium, and she's giving some samples out to people. And they're liking it. They're all going like this, Lisa.
Oh, good.
They
good.
Are.
I can't
see them.
No.
But yes. So we'll keep looking up to see if Michelle has anybody to talk with us. Do you have someone? Okay. Well, take
can
it away,
I talk
Michelle,
now?
Up in the atrium. Go ahead.
Hi. I found these two lovely ladies, and they are trying almost everything. So, ladies, what do you think?
Oh, wicked unique is wicked good.
And Lisa, where are you? You're in Warner, right?
Yes, I'm based out of Warner, but I deliver everywhere.
Yeah,
everywhere.
That's what I told her,
yes.
That you deliver everywhere.
Yeah.
I live in Hillsboro.
Perfect.
Oh, that is perfect.
That is
delivered to
What's
Hillsboro.
Your name?
Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
What do you think?
I think they're fantastic.
They are totally enjoying them.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Kay
and Cynthia. Thank you so much. Yes.
So you do wedding cakes?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
I do all kinds of cakes for all kinds of occasions.
All kinds of cakes for all kinds of people, she said. Thanks. Two daughters and a catering business.
Ooh.
Oh, in Peterborough.
Nice.
Oh, Lisa.
Give them my card.
That would
I did. I gave her your card. Perfect.
Excellent.
Well, thank you and enjoy.
Very good.
All right. So, Lisa, another thing that I would like to talk to you about. Oh, actually, don't we have a trivia?
We do.
Let's get a trivia. give the phone number, 866-823-1077. You have a chance right now to win an $80 value, a cake for any occasion that you want from Lisa. If it feeds about 20 people, you said?
Yes, or they can mix it up. I do gift boxes, and they can put the truffles and the cookies and all that stuff in there. But it goes a ways. If they would like to have a party, I can make a platter. It doesn't have to be just a cake. It can be any of the treats.
There you go.
Yeah.
So they can save it for a special occasion.
Absolutely.
Or they can get it, like you said, for treats, like the, you know, in a week or, you know, whatever.
Yep.
Okay, good. All
Mother's
right.
Day. That's always
Mother's
good.
Day
yeah,
is
Mother's
coming up.
Day.
Oh, my gosh. That platter right there for Mother's Day would be amazing.
I know.
So, you know, Lisa can also be found at WickedUniqueCakesAndTreats.com and Wicked Unique Cakes and Treats on Facebook.
Yes.
So, and her Facebook page is beautiful. She has all kinds of pictures, and so you can see exactly what she does and pick out what you want. So let's give a trivia.
Okay. Do I just ask questions?
Just one question, and then we'll have somebody
call
in.
Oh, okay. All right. So when did cake decorating begin? The early 1900s, 1700s, or the early 1800s?
Oh, that is, you know, I'm kind of stumped. So again, 866-823-1077. When did cake decorating begin?
Mm-hmm.
What is it again? Just repeat the three.
Early 1900s or 1700s or 1800s.
So 17, 18, or 1900s.
Yes.
There we go. So take a guess. Again, 866-823-1077 for an $80 value, which is great. Now, another thing that I, because you weren't you in a book?
I wanted to talk about that because he just came out with
very,
another one.
Matthew
Mead Halloween. I was in his magazine for 3 years in a row, and I could be in the next one. I never know. It's very spontaneous and fun. And he just came up with a new one. I think it's called Upcycled. It's going to be out on March 3rd. He is a local photographer. He is amazing. He had Bella and Edward come in and sit for him and did all this wonderful Halloween shoots. But he's the one that challenged me with the cake pops. He was the first thing of cake pops I ever did. And he's like, I know you could do it. I was like, I've never done it. And he's like, I believe in you. And it was very quick. I had 3 days to come up with Attack of the Killer Tomato cake pops. And it's my logo. It's like blown up since then. And
Attack of the Killer
Tomatoes. Because the spread was an old fashioned movie in the summer in your yard with like the sheet and the old projector, and that was the pictures of the kids were running around with the cake pops, and they came out amazing. And he has just blown up with my logo and the pictures, and it's so nice to be able to show people that. It's such a nice quality magazine.
It is beautiful.
It is.
Because I got a copy of it.
Yeah.
Your first one that you were in.
Yes. And I've been in twice since then, and one was for cookies. What was the last one? Oh, the last one was for ginormous cookies, and I cut them all out by hand, and they were shapes of pumpkins. Then we did monsters, and it was just, it's so cool to hand him the stuff and then to see it, what he does with it in the photo shoot. It's just totally different than what goes through my brain. But it's amazing.
So is he a food photographer?
Yes.
I mean, mainly food?
Yeah. No. He does all kinds of photography. Like, if you go through the book, but I've seen him do other work too. And I don't know if he does people on the side or what have you, but he reminds me of a Martha Stewart-y country home type of, but just it's more real because he's from New Hampshire, and his magazines are always places I've been or want to go to, and it's beautiful photography. But he definitely does all the new stuff that he's posting. You can see him on Facebook also, and his blog is on my website that you can go to.
So they can get to his blog, Matthew Mead's blog, from your website.
Yes, on my front page.
Okay.
I'll say it. And he's just the most beautiful photographer, super nice guy, wicked nice, and his wife Jenny, and he seems to have a crew of Lisas around him, which is super awesome, you know. But he really has pushed me outside of my little box of comfort, which is nice, because he always has such a short deadline, and I gotta think really fast.
You've got to just think and do it.
Yeah, no contemplating. Yes, it's nice.
Nice. Well, you have a caller, Lisa.
Oh.
His name is Joe from Sutton.
Joe from Sutton. Hello, Joe from Sutton.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, and you?
Good. I believe the Wilton Company was the first one to start, like, producing decorating stuff, and that was in, like, the 1920s.
Oh, that's not what it says here.
But I believe there were French bakers that were decorating cakes around the 1840s.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Right.
That's it. That's what we wanted. All right.
But
so now do I ask him? Go ahead.
Well, I think the first, like, mass-produced decorating stuff was in, like, the 1920s. But
yeah,
I think it was done as early as the 1840s.
Yes.
Now, Joe from Sutton,
yeah.
I am very curious as to how you know this.
I'm a history buff, and I decorate cakes.
Oh,
my gosh. You decorate cakes also, right in Sutton.
Well, I don't do it for a business. I do it for fun. My mom did it, and I used to help her when I was a little kid, and I like doing it.
That is really nice.
That's exactly how it started with me, too. Mm-hmm. That's kind of funny that you're right in Sutton, too. That's even more funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he won.
That's it. He won.
He won.
Okay. So Joe from Sutton.
Oh. And Joe, what you can do when we're done, I mean, if you still have something to say, that's good. But when we're done, you can give Andrew your address and stuff off the air, and Lisa will send you a gift certificate.
Awesome.
Yeah. Perfect. So how did you hear about Food for Thought?
I listen. 107.7 is the only radio station I listen to.
Oh, that's nice.
And I love listening to Food for Thought. I listened to it back when you guys were on Sunday morning.
Nice.
And so I listen to you guys all the time.
Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. And I'm also going to give Lisa a Food for Thought spatula, too, that she can get to you, too.
Awesome.
You guys are right next to each other.
We are.
Yeah. You can probably meet at the Market Basket or something.
I know, right?
So, Joe, thank you so much for calling in, and you won the prize. That's awesome.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good day.
Nice. That's
cool.
Yeah.
That was very nice, Lisa.
Yeah. It was quick. He knew. I was impressed. Started with the hardest question.
Well, I'm like, Joe from Sutton, how does he know that? But do you remember when we started the show?
Mm-hmm.
Remember most of the calls were all from men?
Yep.
You know, Food for Thought, you kind of would think it would be more women, mm-hmm. you know, but I'm telling you, the first like few weeks, they were mostly all men.
Yeah.
You know, once in a while we get a woman in there and we'd be like, oh, it was always guys, you know, which is so different. But and then here's Joe that he's a cake decorator.
Yeah.
There are a lot of guys that like to cook, though. They really do. You know, I know a few, actually. And yeah, it's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
I wish my husband liked to cook, but he mm-hmm. doesn't.
Mine does. He's a mean meat maker.
Yeah.
I can make the sides, but he can make meat like crazy. Oh, it's so good.
That's a good, that's good.
It is. It's nice. We make a good dinner, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the sides and then you get the dessert.
Yeah.
And you guys are like all set for sure.
Yes.
And then did you hear the segment with Mike Moran, how a lot of the, I don't remember the percentages, but the percentages of people not eating dessert with their dinner anymore?
Oh,
it's gone way down. Yeah.
That's why there's a quote that said, make sure you eat dessert first because then there's always room.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. There's actually a restaurant in Maine. I don't know if it's still there. It's called Governor's, and that's their motto, eat dessert first. And it's pies like yours, but they sell like one piece is like a quarter of the pie.
Oh, my goodness.
And their motto is to eat dessert first because then there's always room. You know, start with the best part first.
That is so funny. That is funny. I was reading in my like Daily Mail that I just pull it up on, you know, food mail and stuff. And there's a restaurant that created a 2,000 calorie Christmas dinner burger.
What?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Stuffed with turkey, pigs in blankets, gravy, and cranberry sauce, served with a side of chips.
Wow.
2,000 calories.
Jeez.
I mean, is that like crazy or what? The Monster Creation features a 14-ounce beef burger, 10 ounces of smoked turkey, 2 bacon-wrapped chipolatas, homemade stuffing, cranberry sauce, and gravy, sandwiched between a brioche roll and served with a side of chips.
That's enough food for 4 people, maybe. Five.
Like, have you ever seen that show, Man vs. Food?
Yes.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. It does. It definitely does. I mean, that is like huge.
Yeah.
That is just huge.
Way too huge.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I don't know if you guys heard this. We did talk about it yesterday, but we can say it again. But did you hear KFC is coming up? They're testing sweet edible coffee cups.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Look at her. She's eating a coffee cup.
Oh, the things that we do in America.
But, you know, I can see.
Actually, it's not in America.
No, it's not.
It's being tested in the UK.
They're testing it right now, yes. But, I mean, but it just sounds weird when you hear KFC.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Like, why
well,
KFC?
Well, they're owned. Or they own quite a bit, don't they?
I don't know.
Aren't they in cahoots with the Pepsi Corporation? And
oh, they own more
than... I mean, when
than...
I first heard, they, I heard it said first that KFC is making edible cups. I'm like, they making them out of chicken? You know, that's what I thought. And then I looked it up and I'm like, coffee cups? But you just don't associate coffee with KFC. So
not at all.
I don't know.
Not
I don't
at
know.
All.
But
interesting.
Let me know if you try it.
You have to go to the UK.
But funny. So we are live at the Beacon Building. You are listening to Food for Thought. And at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester, we are in studio with Lisa Fantasia of Wicked Unique Cakes and Treats. If you have an event coming up or a celebration coming up, or if you just want to have some cake and treats, she is really the one to call. You can check her out on the web at wickeduniquecakesandtreats.com, or you can also go to her Facebook page, the same, you know, plug in the search engine, Wicked Unique Cakes and Treats. And she has all kinds of pictures and all that. So yeah.
Very cool.
So what else is happening, girls? What's happening up in Warner? I mean, like, how is the neighbor? How's
the neighborhood doing?
Lisa and I live next door to each other.
We did. So. It's the same old. The people that bought your house have a dog that nobody likes in the neighborhood. I guess she can be a good dog, but she can be very territorial.
Oh, aggressive.
Especially to one neighbor with her big stroller with the two kids. And yeah, I've had to go out there. I don't know what I was going to do, but I've chased that dog off. And another neighbor coming up had to chase the dog off with a car. It's a lot of neighborhood fun. Because I'm not
drama.
It's
neighborhood drama.
Because we're out in the woods, you know, and we don't really. Where I live, you can see the front, and where you lived, you can see the front, but not really anybody else,
you know.
Like you can, and so it's funny to see how they've all come out for this dog. You know, nobody likes this dog.
Well, do they go and tell them and say, "Listen, you
they
need to control
it"? They lie about it. They lie. They always say that it's gone, and the police come, and it's there. I can see it. I can see it all the time.
Sometimes
she's in our yard, like bark, 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 and. With the dogs right there, but we don't call the police or anything. But rightfully so, the neighbor that does call the police, like she has been attacked, and that dog goes to her yard and will just bark at her house. And it's not like right next door either. It goes like four or five houses up the road. Like it's just funny. It's funny.
That is weird.
Because we are in the woods. Like you can't, you don't see your neighbor. I see the side of the barn. That's all I see of other people, you know. And occasionally I see people go out and feed the llamas, which are hilarious to be living next door to, and the goats. But it's. You know, it's woods drama. My dogs got out the other day, and one of the neighbors down the road was like freaking out. I'm like, I'm sorry. You know, like we live in the woods. The dogs should be able to run free. They're friendly dogs, but it's funny the drama that you get in the middle of nowhere.
I need to ask about Pooch. How is Pooch?
I think he's great. We had a chimney fire in the spring last year. He was over. He helped Teddy fix it, so it's going. And
so Pooch is a person.
Pooch is a person. He's a captain of Warner Fire Department. Everybody loves him. He tells me he is deaf, although I do not believe
him. I think it's selective hearing.
He's always like, I'm short of hearing. I'm like, you hear everything I say. But he actually is a fan of my baking because Eddie plows. And we're always his last driveway when he comes home. And I had to deliver last year. We had that big snowstorm on the 14th of February, Valentine's Day. And I had like 15 boxes, and Harrison and I are out there trying to get out of the driveway. And he came and shoveled us out or plowed us out with his tractor, and I gave him a big box of treats. And so he's a fan now too, which is nice. We're on his good side. Yeah.
Well, Pooch Baker, he lives across the street, and when we moved in, it was my husband at the time. We're not married anymore, but anyway, Dennis he met him, and Dennis, he came into the house, and he was white as a ghost. He met the neighbor, and he was petrified of him.
Of Pooch?
A Pooch. I never told you that?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And then you know what would happen? A couple months after, and I don't even know what he did to him, but Dennis, you know how Dennis can be. You know, I mean, he can get a little nervous.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, he came in literally. He was white. I'm like, what the heck happened? I met the neighbor. I'm like, okay.
From the woods. The neighbor from the woods.
He's like, his name's Pooch Baker. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Well, and then like a month or whatever, you know, because Pooch has his tractor and stuff, he would go into our woods and get rocks. Like, he wouldn't even ask her, and Dennis was too afraid to say anything.
What?
That's why he did it.
Yeah. I know. He's like, I know a good place to get rocks.
Yeah, nobody will say anything.
I guess.
He still has all of our trees tapped, which is fine because he lets our kids go over and help make the maple syrup.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
It's really nice to live across the street from that whole production. But I don't, except for my dogs like to go over there, I don't think he has too much of a problem with us at all.
Good.
Yeah, which is good.
Good.
But he's not, I don't know. Everybody just waves way up where we like, hey, you know, when you drive by, that's about it.
It's a nice place to live.
It
really is.
Warner. Good old Warner.
Good old Warner.
Yeah.
I know. Everybody, all my family and friends still can't believe I ever lived up there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm grateful you did. Holy smokes.
You know, I loved it when we were there. I mean, you know, we had to leave for, you know, health reasons of my son, but
yep.
I never complained about the ride. I didn't think it was a big deal at all, and I loved the house. But anyway.
Mm.
So I just want to remind people, my sister-in-law is doing the Walk for Mental Health, or a Walk for Mental Health. You can check out her blog at CaminoMentalHealthWalk.com, and you'll be able to follow her journey and all that. She's not doing it till July, but her blog is so nice. It's so beautiful. You have to check it out. It has like her story and, you know, and all that. So check that out. And then I do want to just give another little shout out to St. Vincent de Paul, my friend Ray over there that runs it. That's St. Vincent de Paul here in Manchester, 177 Wilson Street. They are in dire need of some kitchen and dining room tables, kitchen and or dining room tables for six families that are coming in. So if anybody has that, you can give them a call at 627-1412. And again, that's St. Vincent de Paul right here in Manchester. We are at the end of the show. Lisa, thank you so
already?
Much for coming on.
No, thank you for having me.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
I mean, it was so fun. Anybody needs cakes? Wicked Unique Cakes and Treats. They are delicious. And we will see everybody next week. Michelle, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
It was a blast.
I'm
so
glad to see you too, Lisa.
All right. Very nice. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.